everybody, and welcome to the Mommy Beta Podcast. We are four new mommies beta testing parenthood. And today on the line, we have three of our four mommies. We have Alex, Jennifer, and Natalie Gafori. Natalie Morris is visiting the newest member of her family. Her sister spoke last week. It was in labor and has given birth to a wonderful, healthy little baby boy. So we send our congratulations to her family, and we can't wait to hear more about him. He's very cute. We've seen some pictures, so we're very excited. So welcome to him, and welcome to you ladies this morning.
Good morning.
Yay! An honorary baby beta.
Yeah.
They're the cutest.
So cute. Forget how little they are. Although he was pretty big. He was almost 9 pounds, I think. 8.5 pounds, somewhere in there. It's a big baby.
Healthy baby. I was talking to one of my coworkers yesterday, former coworkers, about he was holding ill, and I said, "Do you have baby fever?" Because I remember Alex talking about this, and he said, "I have 1.5-year-old fever, not so much baby fever."
That's funny. Yeah, babies are a lot of work. I think sometimes we forget.
Yeah, was it you, Natalie, who wrote that post saying it, or was it me? I can't remember that it, you know, moms, I forget who it was, but it was basically saying you're a great mother at a certain time. Like, you might be a great newborn mother, or you might be a great, you know, toddler mother, or a great teenage mother, but everybody kind of has their greatness.
Right.
I think the toddler's definitely much more fun than the newborn. I just didn't enjoy that part.
I liked having a newborn, but it's definitely, I'm actually surprised at how much I like having a toddler. I was always kind of intimidated by toddlers.
They're so much fun. But oh my gosh.
They are fun. Yeah, they're crazy.
They really are.
Dominic was like spinning around in circles this morning, just like jabbering, like nonstop. And I was like, Sean and I just looked at each other and we're like, what is on? It's been up since 5:30.
Oh my gosh. They're able to communicate. So it's still a guessing game, but I love when you ask them questions and they can say no or yes, or, you know, Reese says no, no, no. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. It's fun.
I love how, yeah, independent they are, but the fact that they are still so dependent on you. They can do all these things and make you laugh, and eventually will be saying silly things, but they really need you at this age. So there's still that cuddle time and all that stuff. So.
And Dominic just recently started saying help, because he would just, if he was working on a puzzle or something, he would just get frustrated and start crying. So I tried to teach him, you know, say, "Mommy, help." So now he looks at me and goes, "Mommy, help."
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's really cute. Although now I'm trying to get him to like actually do the thing on his own instead of just asking for help. So that's a little bit hard. We're working on that.
Well, it looks like you two have been busy doing some things together anyway.
We have. We've been keeping our little fingers busy doing projects around the house. I'm just kind of crafty at heart. My parents are both super crafty. My dad works with wood and my mom sews, and it's just kind of like in my blood. So I'm not quite as good at crafts as they are. So I did something a little bit more basic, and I made some do-it-yourself ornaments for our closest family members for Christmas this year. Last year I did handprints, which were a big hit, although they were a lot harder than I expected to be, because I guess at the age Nick was last year, he was about 9 months old, they have kind of a reflex when you put their hand in the clay to do the handprint, they make a fist. So I had a really hard time getting clean handprints last year. So I talked to some clay lady at one of those paint your pottery places, and they said after about a year, kids can get reliably good handprints. So there's a tip for anybody who's going to do handprint ornaments. But
and so to jump in there, we did one of those too just recently, and I would love to get your recipe for what is the stuff that you use, a plaster?
You know, like what? I did try to make my own, and it did not turn out. So I ended up just buying, I forget what it's called. I just bought it at Michael's. It's
is it one of those stone kits?
I didn't buy a kit because I didn't need all the stuff. I had the ribbon and everything. I just bought the clay, and I can't remember what kind of clay it is, but I can link to it in the show notes. It's basically a clay that you roll out, and then I cut it into circles, and I put the handprints in, and then you bake it in the oven, and that's how it happens.
Yeah. Interesting. I'd like to try that, because we bought one of those. Is it Pear Tree? Or I can't remember the brand. It's the brand that has the box sets that do the individual one handprint. We bought one of those for the Christmas ornaments this past year. And it comes already together. You don't have to mix up the stuff. And you just massage the
right. Sounds like dough. The same kind of stuff.
It didn't feel like dough, though. It felt kind of,
it was more like clay. Like, it was pretty hard. The more you work it, the softer it gets.
Yeah, it sets pretty fast. And I found it pretty hard to get her handprint in there because I could only redo it a few times. And then it was sort of, you better just stick with the last one because you're not going to be able to do it again, kind of
Okay.
thing.
Well, I'll link to the stuff that I used because it was pretty good. I had to do them over a lot. It took me probably three attempts to get a good handprint. So the stuff was good. It was
Was it
frustrating.
reasonably priced?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like I used one of those. Michaels always has 45% off coupons on their website,
Nice.
or 40%. So I just used that. I think it was like $12 or something
Oh,
for the
nice. Because I was
package.
going to make some, and this might be the recipe I found online, similar to yours. It was flour and lots of salt. But then when you bake it, because of the flour, it ended up getting kind of toasted brown on top. So I decided I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I had a similar experience and it got really puffy, I think, and it didn't look how I wanted it to look. So I just bit the bullet and bought the stuff. But so this year, I did something that was a little bit different. And I had gotten an email from a gentleman at Factory Direct Craft, and he was kind of pitching some holiday ideas. And I said, "Well, if you have a good, DIY ornament project, I'd love to do that because I do that every year anyway." So he gave me the idea of doing kind of a filled ornament, a personalized ornament. And they were really great. They sent me all the supplies. So if you're looking for craft supplies, it's a great site. They shipped really fast. The prices seem really good. So he sent me these, they're like plastic bulbs. So picture like a ball ornament, like a clear ball ornament, but it breaks in half. It's not breaks, but it comes apart into two pieces and it has little loops on the top. So what I did was I used some pictures of Nick from throughout the year, printed them out, cut them into circles by tracing the balls, put some little snowflake confetti in there, stuck them together, and then decoupaged some snowflakes on the outside. They sent me the snowflakes and the ribbon too. Then tied a ribbon around the top, and they're super cute. And
They are adorable.
I think they're going to be a big hit because they have two different pictures of Dominic and they're just kind of wintry with the snowflakes. And, he helped me kind of put the snowflakes on a little bit. It wasn't quite as hands-on as I probably would have wanted. Next year, maybe I'll pick something that he can do a little bit more actively. But it just was so cute that I didn't, I wanted to do this even though it wasn't quite a good project for him. So next year, I'll probably be a little bit more aware of that. But he did get on the floor and he spilled snowflakes all over the kitchen. And then he had fun going, "Clean up, clean up." And we cleaned up all the snowflakes. And it was great fun. And I think we've got a nice finished product to give to the family this year.
How many
Do you
did you end
guys?
up making?
I think we did 10. So we're doing all the grandparents, the aunts and uncles, godparents. I think I'm going to give one to his daycare lady because they do a lot of projects together.
That's
So I
so
thought it'd be
nice.
nice for her to have something, that he made for her.
That's so cute. I absolutely love them. And I don't think it matters that he didn't really have a hand in it this year. And even next year, you could always just do a different side project with him. Because I love the photos. I love the fact that you have that here. And it looks so nostalgic right now anyway. And I can just see 20 years down the road and it's still hanging on the tree. And I love that.
I know. I love because my tree is covered. I don't think I have maybe like three or four ornaments that have come in the last 5 or 6 years. Almost all of them are from my childhood, some from Sean's childhood. And I just love it. When we were decorating the tree, I make Sean show me every ornament he pulls out of the box and we can talk about where it came from. I'm sure he hates it, but I love it. And I'm going to be excited to see, the ornaments that we do every year kind of fill up the tree because the handprint was fun to put on there this year.
Did you show Dominic and did he realize it? Did he know it was his handprint?
You know what? I'm not sure. We did. I like tried to put his hand in it, but I don't know if he realized it was his. But the other nice thing about these ornaments is that they're plastic, so they're not breakable like so many of the ornaments are that we have on the tree. And I know Jennifer just put up a post about how to kind of make a toddler-proof Christmas. So can you give us some other tips?
Sure, I only have three, but I'm hoping you guys and the readers can chip in and we can all help each other keep our toddlers safe during this fun time of year. And non-breakable ornaments is actually the first rule on my list. And I somehow, out of an act of fate a couple of years ago when I redecorated my tree, unfortunately, I don't have all my ornaments from growing up here. They're at home in Arkansas. But we bought plastic ornaments. They look just like glass, and I'm really happy we did. because now I don't have to worry about her breaking them or squeezing them or tossing them or pulling them off the tree. We've gone to a few different places that have trees, and I can pretty much tell right away if they're glass or plastic. And she was playing with the ornaments, and someone nearby looked like they're going to just freak out. Oh my God, it's going to break. I'm like, no, it's plastic. They're probably looking at me like I was a horrible mom. Letting her child play with this breakable stuff. So the plastic ornaments. And then this year we also purchased some really cute big round bales to hang on the tree.
Those are really cute.
Very cute. And I was really happy with them. You can actually buy extra ones and tie them on presents with bows and things. And it's really cute. And babies love to shake them around. So that's my first tip. And then the other one was ditch the stocking hangers. Natalie Gafori was at my house when I had a panic attack because I had these big, heavy stocking hangers. And somehow I thought miraculously my daughter would not pull the hanger. Pull one of the stockings and pull one of these heavy things down. Well, it happened. And thankfully, it didn't hit her. No. But I put them away right away and went out and purchased some of these plastic wire hangers. Do you ladies use these?
No.
Mm-mm.
They stick on very well.
Oh, yeah. Are they by 3com?
I think 3mm.
Oh, 3mm, yes.
That's what it is?
3com is a company. Yes.
So they, these white plastic bags with a little metal clip that you can put on and then supposedly take off without damaging.
You know, I have used those before. They do. They do come off cleanly.
Okay, great.
They're on my fireplace right now, so you might have seen them yesterday.
Oh, I didn't. No. So So you have them. You're smarter than me. I purchased them the other day and put them up, and I'm loving them because now I don't have to worry about she's going to pull it off and break. We already had a reindeer from one of the stocking hangers break anyway. So that was my second tip. And then my third tip is my favorite tip. And it's not really, I guess, toddler-proofing, but it does keep them really busy and focused on other things than pulling out the cords from all the lights and all of that. And it is these pill-and-stick snowflakes. And we bought some pill-and-stick spiders to put on the windows for Halloween, and I never even thought that Elle would really love them, but she loves pulling them off and putting them back on. Or those little games we played, color forms, that you could had these little sticky things that you would put on the little people. You could put like things around the little house or put the clothes on them and pull them off. So these are those re-stickable stickers, but they're in the shape of snowflakes. So she can put them anywhere on our big window and pull them off. And she's really loving that. And these are actually just those peel and stick room decals or wall decals. So they go on and off.
Oh, fun. Do those work on mirrors?
I think so.
We don't really have any windows that are her level like you do, but I think that would be fun on mirrors.
Well, if they're the wall decals, they probably would work on just the walls.
Yeah, they would work on the walls. Yeah, you can put them on the wall.
There you go.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Hey.
And I think that you're very brave in having the full-size Christmas tree, because this year we still chickened out and we put our Christmas tree up on a table. I have this old kind of farmhouse table that my dad and I refinished a few years ago that's been relegated to the garage because there's nowhere to put it in our house right now except for at Christmas time. I get to pull it out and I put the Christmas tree on it this year and last year. But after seeing Dominic with Jennifer's Christmas tree, I think he would have been fine having a full-size tree, you know, as long as I was careful about the ornaments that I put on at the bottom. He really seemed to enjoy it. He sat there and he played with the bells and was really good with it. So
yeah, I think Jennifer, you have the most beautiful tree.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's huge.
What is it? 6 feet?
It's seven and a half.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I posted a picture in the blog post, but it doesn't have all the decorations on it. Just the lights.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't have one yet with the decorations with
and
Ellen.
What was that poly something ribbon that you introduced me to?
It's called poly mesh. It's big. It's very popular in the South. Everyone's tree has it on, and they have these huge ornaments, literally the size of your head, on them. I should take some pictures of that and put it on there.
Your sister's tree is like something I've never seen before. It's amazing.
I know. She is so talented. She really she's just amazing. That's all I can say. But I didn't really get that creative talent, so I do what I can 3,000 miles away from them. but it's really neat. I eventually might be able to do a do-it-yourself poly mesh your tree. They have poly mesh wreaths people make, which is pretty cool. You can look at that online. And people also do their mantles with the poly mesh. That's awesome material that's wire, and it really holds well. Like, it has a lot of
bounce.
So yeah, I was surprised that she did really well with the tree too. And what we did, as you mentioned, Natalie, is just put the breakable things or the more fragile ornaments at the top and then have these bells and things at the bottom for her to pull around on. And she hasn't really messed with it that much, which has been very surprising to me too.
She's impressed.
She's just a good little girl.
She's being good for Santa, so Santa brings her lots of presents.
Exactly.
And speaking of presents, if you are still trying to save up for your Christmas expenditures, one good way to get some new pocket money is to go to Gazelle.com. Gazelle.com is our sponsor for the podcast, and it's a great place to sell used electronics for cash or other great things like Amazon gift cards. So, I mean, I bought 90% of my presents on Amazon this year. So if you were to sell an old iPod or an old camera, an old phone on Gazelle.com, and then you decide you would like to redeem those things for an Amazon gift card, you get a higher percentage, or you get a few extra dollars back on top of whatever you were normally going to get if you choose to get an Amazon gift card. So that's even extra spending money for your holiday wish list. So if you're thinking of getting rid of your iPhone 4 and upgrading to the 4S, it's a great way to do that. And also, Natalie mentioned last week that they wipe your computer or your phone clean, so you don't have to worry about that. And that's something that I think is super important, because how do you know if you got all your passwords and your credit card numbers and things off that if you sell it on Craigslist, for instance? So please check out Gazelle.com, get some extra spending money for the holidays or maybe for that New Year's party that you're planning. And we thank them very much for supporting us, and let them know that you found them via the Mommy Beta podcast. Thanks, Gazelle. So now we want to talk a little bit about how to keep those toddlers busy while you are trying to prepare all of your Christmas feasts and wrap presents and do all that sort of stuff. Alex, what's one thing that you've been doing lately?
Well, one thing, and I don't do it all the time, but I have been doing it more often, is letting Reese watch television. And I chuckle because, well, do you guys remember when the kids were small and we would talk about how, you know, oh, we're not going to let our kids watch TV, it's so bad for them? And now, and I think somebody wrote on our Mommy Beta Facebook page that there was a link between letting your child watch television and autism. So that freaked me out, because Reese was colicky, and watching a movie before bed was actually one of the only things that calmed her down. It was an Einstein video, and we used to do about 10 minutes of it per night. And then I read that and freaked out, so I stopped. And it was fine. And now Reese watches probably like 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes more each day. It just gives me a little break while I'm wrapping presents or making cookies. Like yesterday I made some cookies and hot chocolate. And I was just curious about some shows that you guys are letting your little ones watch, because Jennifer, we were over there, and Elle was watching Yo Gabba Gabba, and Reese fell in love with it. Have you guys, Natalie, have you seen this?
I have a love-hate relationship with Yo Gabba Gabba.
Why the hate? I love.
It's so weird.
Totally weird.
I don't know. I really like Caillou. Like, I just think he's the cutest thing ever. And Dominic kind of sings the Caillou song, goes, "I'm Caillou." And I just think that's so cute. But now he's discovered Yo Gabba Gabba, and I made the mistake of putting on a Yo Gabba Gabba show at home. And I think before he didn't know that we had Yo Gabba Gabba, because he had never ever once mentioned Yo Gabba Gabba until we went to a friend's house and they were watching it and he knew what it was. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I think that at daycare she puts on something while she's getting lunch ready. So I think that he's seen it at daycare. So I made the mistake of putting on at home, and now all he wants to do is watch Yo Gabba Gabba at home instead of Caillou.
Oh no!
So I haven't put it on for him in a while. So I'm hoping that he's going to forget that we can watch Yo Gabba Gabba.
I added that to our Amazon wish list, two videos, and I think Natalie, you introduced me to Caillou, and I have a love-hate relationship with Caillou. I absolutely love him. He is adorable and cute, and I'll sit there and watch that with Reese. But I didn't realize how many people thought he thinks he's whiny. Do you think that?
I had never thought that before, and I'm just gonna forget that anybody ever mentioned that, because I don't want to stop liking Caillou. So I'm just gonna tune that one out.
Okay, well, I have
that
noticed it.
That was pretty funny, because we haven't watched it yet, and I saw those comments. Oh, he's so whiny, I can't stand it. Yeah, when I first watched Yo Gabba Gabba, I'm like, what is this show? It's really weird. But I think it's this, how strange it is what keeps Elle's attention. She won't really watch anything else all the way through. And well, for this thing, she actually almost does.
That's amazing.
But I do think Groby on Yo Gabba Gabba is pretty whiny. He's always like, I'm not small. I'm too small. I'm like, shut up.
But what I like about Yo Gabba Gabba, well, at least the videos that we've seen so far, I've only seen a handful because this show is new to us, is that Reese will get up and dance. So she's not just sitting there. She like gets up and spins in circles. She'll take a break, then gets back up and she jumps. It's hilarious. So I like the activity also.
I have to say, she's probably the best baby beta dancer.
Yeah, she is a good dancer.
Tell you what, she doesn't get that from me. She gets that from her daddy.
Josh has some moves?
He does.
Wow. I had no idea.
Not only on the dance floor.
Well, another
show. Come on, I had to throw that in.
Almost missed that one. Another show that I really like, and I don't think Elle has gotten old enough for, is The Wonder Pets. And it's actually had a lot of controversy around it, too, because the creators made the duck of the show, I think it's Ming Ming, have a speech impediment.
Oh.
And it's like, she has the lisp, I think, or the wing, the R and W. She's like, the phone is winging. But a lot of parents thought or had a say in the fact that they think it could cause their child to speak that way.
That's interesting. I never really thought about it. At first, I've never heard about the show, but I kind of like that they're introducing something new because it does, I mean, that's natural in life. They're kind
of a lot of kids have that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tom had it. My husband had it.
Yeah.
Still struggles occasionally.
It's really cute. But I do wonder if it, you know, because when people have accents, if I took Reese to London, she might grow into having an accent.
If you took her to the South, she might say y'all.
I would love that.
you all you listeners should have heard Jennifer's accent 5 years ago. It was very impressive. It has calmed down quite a bit since then. I remember not being able to know if she was saying we're going up a hill or this is the heel of my shoe. They were the same word.
or wheel.
Pin, like, or I'm pinning this to my shirt, or do you have a pen to write with? Those were the same too.
I think we need a little example.
I don't really have. Unfortunately, it's gone away quite a bit. But there's like wheel. I think we were in our old office. Natalie Gaffori and I used to work together, and I would be sitting there, and we were talking about wheels, and I was like, "Do you have a wheel, right?" And everyone's like, "What are you talking about? A tire?"
And even just the way you say L still.
I can't say L with one syllable. I'm sorry. I'm like, L. It has to be two. I mean, how easy is it?
Can you?
It sounds more like ginger ale. Like ale.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's very
when
cute.
I say her name to people, I think they think it's ow. They usually always spell it when I speak to them. Reese, I guess, is easier to say with one syllable. Miles is a little more difficult.
The words have one syllable. How is it hard to say it with one syllable?
Miles.
Well, Miles actually might have two syllables.
Miles. I feel like it's two. No. Miles.
No, Miles is one. Miles.
Miles.
Because you do it by, you put your finger on your chin, and however many times your chin goes down is how many syllables it has.
Oh, good trick.
That's what I learned.
I never even thought about a one-syllable name for my daughter, but it's being that way.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, I want to remind everybody about some giveaways we have going on. We have the Caring Bridge giveaway right now, and this is something that's near and dear to a lot of our hearts. Caring Bridge is basically a way that people who are sick can keep in contact with their friends and family. We had a friend who had a very rare form of cancer, and she had a Caring Bridge blog that she used to keep everybody updated on her treatment and her most recent tests. And unfortunately, we lost Maggie to cancer. But it was a great way for kind of her community to come together and support her. So we wanted to support Caring Bridge in turn and give them a little bit of publicity. And they are doing a sweet little giveaway. There's a Caring Bridge onesie and a little stuffed animal. So show your support for an organization that's really doing a lot of good for people who need it. And go ahead and tweet about that giveaway. Just kind of help us spread the word about the good things they're doing. So, and we do also want to let you know that we're taking a little break from giveaways over the holidays. We figure your stockings are going to be full enough. You don't need free things from us. So we're going to pick that back up in 2012. And let's see, do we have a little victory this week?
I'm going to take it. This is Jennifer. And it's a little victory for us. It looks like our daughter, at least at this point, has some athletic ability. She had, this past week, she literally kicked a ball around the house nonstop for 10 minutes, picking it up, throwing it where she should, kicking it all the way down the hallway. So we were really proud of her.
I love that video.
Exactly. That's what I put in my email to everyone when I sent it around to show my proud moment of my daughter. I'll put it on the blog too.
So cute. Yeah, we'll link to it in the show notes. She's very talented.
Thank you. Yeah, my husband isn't very athletic. So he likes to send these videos around to his friends saying, I don't know where she got it. And his friends heartily agree with her. Must be from Jennifer.
You were pretty athletic, right? I mean, you ran and played basketball. And
I feel as though I had some athletic talent. It could have been because I was in a very small town with a very small school and a small pool of talent to choose from. But I don't like to think of it that way. At least I had the opportunity to do all those things. And I was talented enough to dribble all the way down a basketball court and do a layup.
Oh, Jennifer, you are way too modest. That's when you just say, yeah, she gets it from me. Absolutely.
Yeah, she definitely does.
Well, we have a lot of talent in our pool of babies and mommies. So thank you for all sharing your tips and your best strategies for keeping these toddlers busy and safe for the holidays. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And we look forward to talking with you all next week, which will be the day before Christmas Eve. So we will be busy making our preparations and hope to talk to you all then. Thank you for joining Mommy Beta. And make sure to go to mommybeta.com. And you can send us emails at mb@mommybeta.com or write to us on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You and me, happy as can be, flying through the park on our bikes on a Sunday afternoon. You and me, rolling on the floor, practicing your somersaults, your cartwheels, your donkey kicks and more. How did you grow so big overnight? How did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms. Today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you. Drawing pictures wild and free while the paint goes flying. Your big smile, it brightens up the room. You and me reading books in bed, your head on my shoulder, your eyes on the pages ahead. How did you grow so big overnight? How did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms. Today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you.